Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of Debate the Music. I'm your host, Chris. Find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness.
I'm your host, Pierre. You can find me on Twitter at KingTail21. Welcome to episode 17, y'all.
Yeah, so we got it's not too much new music out right now, but we definitely do have to discuss some headlines happening in hip hop world. I think the first one we got to talk about is Troy Ave, man. bro, he's like, you know, we both come from that, not necessarily in the life of the streets, but you know, just street aware, I would say,
right,
to where we know what's going on. And I don't know, man. Personally, I feel like Troy Ave is really violating right now. He's doing a little too much talking for me, bro.
He's definitely doing too much talking, but as an artist, I can respect him as an artist. What I can't, and what I never really been a fan with, is talking. I'm more of an action speak louder than words kind of person, so I feel like he should let his career justify what he's trying to say, and that's where he's going to end up getting a fan base that, well, that's where he's going to end up not getting a fan base, because he has talent. Now let me clarify. He's not the most lyrical coming out of New York, but he definitely can hold his own, and I respect his craft. But yeah, man, he's doing too much talking, like way too much talking. And it's like, okay, we know you got shot, we know what took place, but yo, like, we're not even worried about it. We know you are, because it happened to you. But put it in your music, not talking about it, but let it, you know how when you break up with, like, let's take Future for example. Future was the prime example. Future took that breakup with Sierra, and he used it to the best of his advantage. He gave us fire. So that's what Troy should do. Take your life altering experience, put it in your music, and give us great content. That's how I feel.
Man, I totally agree. I think that he needs to, you know, just focus, man. The same thing we were saying about Game. You know, just focus on your craft and your content and, you know, creating. Because right now his focus is in the wrong area. And I think that we're going to have some issues with that. You know what I'm saying? So he gotta figure it out, man.
You see, he went at Joe on one of his songs.
Yeah, man, he went at Joe Budden. Man, shout out to Joe Budden. You know, one of the prominent influencers, man. Shout out to
the Weak-Ass Complex.
Yeah, man, it was just, I think, I don't know, I feel like he's trying to get that buzz.
I wasn't a fan of, and Joe Budden, he already commented on the show he has with Academics, and he wasn't really worried about it. You just said it, you're making yourself look like a sucker. Like, you're speaking on things that nobody's even speaking on. Like, who else is talking about it other than you? So I understand, like I said, I respect the man. Like, any man that can get out there and, first of all, Troy Ave is independent, so I can respect that alone. But we have to see more before we say, you know, anything about his career. Like, it was headed in the right direction. He blew up, he was on XXL, and he got shot, and it just, like, it took a turn for the worse. So definitely, like you say, he definitely got to focus, man.
For real, man. He gotta get back on the right path. I don't know. I've never been a fan of the rappers just talking as much as he do, especially when I saw his Breakfast Club interview, and he just talked a little too much about what happened with him in Tax Zone and that whole situation. And
exactly.
I feel like when anybody get arrested, you got to really be careful what you say, because you could be labeled as snitching. And in the world that he comes from, or he claims to be a part of, you can't do that, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't even be accused of that. You know, that's not a good look in any shape or form, you know? So, yeah, I don't know, man. Troy Ave needs to get his focus on another path, man. But, we got to talk about somebody else that's popular right now. T.I., you know, he got a lot of controversy going on, man. It's a lot, man. I don't know what to make of it, bro. I'm lost with this one.
Yeah, I'm lost too. And we're not even talking about his marital problems. We're not talking about that at all. We're talking about the fact that he said, and I quote, trap music wouldn't be where it is today without me. So basically, he's saying he created trap music. Now, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't even say he created it. I'll say he's one of the pioneers. Because when you think of trap music, you can't just say T.I. You think about Gucci, you think about Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to say who really created it. That's like disrespectful to a couple of artists, to be honest with you.
I know, right? Yeah, I think that it's difficult when you try to say you created anything when it comes to music, because nobody really keeps a timeline. There's like no score sheet for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could drop your album and at the beginning of the year and people will forget about it, and then somebody else drop album later on that year and it's the same genre, and they'll say they created it because theirs was popping more, or it came out the most recent. So it's hard to say, oh, I created this style. You know, I think very few artists can say they did something like that. Like, T-Pain can say he used auto-tune first, you know.
Right, which he was.
Yeah, and in Future, Wayne used it a little bit. But other than that, it's not too many artists that can say, I created this, you know, I came up with it first. It's hard to do that with music, bro. It's real hard. So I don't even think you should try to do that. You know, just take it for what it is, you know, and do your part, put out your content, and move on. I don't think that being a creator in music should be that. You shouldn't try to champion that too much. You don't really get nothing from it.
What I will say to T.I., if you feel like you created trap music, it's only one way to prove it. Give us another album. That's it. Full of trap joints. Just let us have it. And then we'll see if you really are the creator of the trap sound.
And what I will say, though, is I'm a fan of T.I. Like, that King album was fire. You know what I'm saying? That was fire.
It was.
That was one of my favorite albums of his. But other than that, he ain't got too much. He ain't got too many good albums. He has good songs and good singles and all that. But as far as good albums, I can give him that one good one. You know? But the rest of them... Paper Trail was good, bro. I think when it comes to trap music, we got to say Gucci got the best trap music, right?
I would agree. I would say, yeah. Because when he went to jail, what happened? It died.
That's true. Wait, okay. So are we putting Rick Ross with the trap music too? Or is he still that? I think we need to leave him the luxury trap music.
I would say he's an honorable mention.
Okay. So, okay, what about Young Jeezy?
Yeah.
Jeezy in there too. Definitely. If that's the case, I would personally say I like Jeezy more of Jeezy's music than T.I.'s.
I do too. I do too.
I think the biggest thing is T.I. was more focused on putting other artists on. You know, he put a lot of other artists on and helped them get their spotlight, helped them get their shine, and you know, developed them and all that. And Jeezy and Ross and Gucci, they just really rap for themselves, you know?
Let's go through T.I.'s hit songs. Whatever You Like wasn't a trap song.
That sounded like a pop song to me.
Live Your Life wasn't a trap song. No Mediocre wasn't a trap song. You go through Jeezy's hits, I would say, he only had about three that was pop, which was... Hell, I can't even name three, to be honest with you. I would say Jeezy. I'm not going to say the creator, but I would say Jeezy was the one who really got me into it, because T.I. is more of a... He took the whole pop route, and I'm no disrespect to T.I. He's a great artist, but when I think of Jeezy, man, he got so many. Like, you know, he had Icy, Soul Survivor, Trap or Die. Like, it's, you know, it's way too many.
Yeah, man. I think Jeezy takes that trap crown, you know. Even if you don't want to call him the creator, I think that he has the best music in that category of trap artists. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't get credit for it, yo. Like, Jeezy does not get any...
So much.
Oh, man. He hasn't been in award shows. He don't get mentioned in no list. It's sad, man. It's kind of frustrating.
It's frustrating, and I kind of feel like, as artists, they kind of probably feel like, well, hey, ain't nobody checking for me no more, so I don't have a desire to put out anything anymore. So, I mean, that's just the way I see it.
Yeah, that last album he dropped was, it was decent. It was decent. I feel like he didn't, he promoted enough. It's just, it was so much other stuff going on. People weren't paying attention enough, man. You know? So, yeah, man, I think we agree on that one. We got to give the Tribe Crown to Jeezy, even though he get a little disrespected. So, what else did we need to get into? So let's just address these radio hosts. You know, because I've had a few, I got a few connections behind the scenes, you know, people that I've discussed things with, you know, just people that have been in the industry for a while, you know. I don't like the name
top
drop.
Top secret.
Yeah, man, I don't like the name drop and all that because I don't want our show to blow up because I know so-and-so. I want it to blow up because we putting in the footwork, you know, we growing, and we got good content. You know, I'm not trying to be out here like one of them niggas buying followers. That shit is whack. So, I do know a lot of people behind the scenes, you know, and one thing that I've been hearing a lot lately is that they want to get new faces when it comes to radio and just the type of people that promote. You know, the first people that came to mind was like Sway in the Morning, Ebro on Hot 97. So I wanted to ask you, what do you think about these, about just these people we have that are a big part of the culture? You know, they have done a lot for the culture. Do you feel like we need to keep them around, or is it time for new faces?
First of all, shout out to old man Ebro. There's nobody doing it like him. Keep him around, man. I mean, Hot 97 is responsible for a lot, bro. Like, they got the whole Summer Jam popping off, even though they stole Summer Jam from Cali. I'm just saying. Breakfast Club is another platform for someone to go on and speak about their music and what's going on. I feel like we should keep them around, dude. Like, I'll be more than grateful if we were, you know what I'm saying, if they were able to just work with us. That'd be like a dream come true, like a blessing type of thing. And a lot of people don't like Ebro because of who he is, but it's like, that's a part of his job. Like the whole Lil Yachty thing, for example. This brings me to that. Lil Yachty got on there spitting a freestyle. Ebro didn't like it. And it's his job to tell you if he likes it or don't like it. Would you rather him get on there lying to you? Or would you rather him being honest? Because I sure as hell would want somebody to be real. That's like me, Chris. I get on here and I'm rapping. And you just let me go on and on. And you know my shit is weak. I'm going to text you afterwards like, bro, why you didn't keep it real and let me know my shit was trash? Like, you know, so
these
I feel like...
These artists be sensitive, though, man. These artists are sensitive, man.
We know that already. We know. And it's sad because it's like, you can't be mad at Ebro because he's telling you the truth. You gotta, like, Ebro, first of all, he's old. Not like cripple old, but he's old. So his choice of hip hop is different from the mumble rap. So Charlamagne too. Charlamagne is another one. Shout out to Charlamagne the God. He gets a lot of criticism and scrutiny just because of who he is. But again, that's his job. He has to be that way. I personally don't see nothing wrong with it. I mean, because, hell, you coming on here anyway, you know, this is basically for you because we do this every day. So we're gonna eat whether you come on this show today or you come on this show next month. Like, we're still going to have to do our show. So I feel like it's great, man. Keep it going. I would love to see, you know, more radio shows come out and potentially,
yeah, that's what I was about to ask you. Like, it's like they've had the same platform with the same personalities and we know what they like. And it's like, with if music is changing now, you know, don't you feel like the people talking about it need to change a little bit too? I mean, with the new, like this new wave of R&B we got, you know, like it's
we need an R&B. Like, that's what we definitely need.
Come on, man. With the new, you know, how we just created our new category of, you know, millennial soul. Ebro not gonna come up with that, you know what I'm saying? And it's not no disrespect, but it's because he's just much older, and to him this isn't the real R&B, you know. Just it, that's how old niggas are, you know what I'm saying? Joe Budden the same way, you know. It's just how it is, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure we'll reach that point too, but it's like, don't you think we should at least have some platform that's on that level to compete with that? Because with the same personality talking about different music, they came up with Pac and Biggie and all that, and it's like they gonna say every rapper now is trash. Like Ebro was on Twitter saying that Kendrick and J. Cole are only good for now, when it's like people of our generation look at them as they're the best ever because it's our generation, you know. And music is really relative. So if you listen to Tupac and Biggie when they shit dropped, before we had Twitter and Instagram and all that, you're not gonna look at Kendrick and J. Cole the same, you know what I'm saying? Understandably so, but that's why I think we need another platform. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm really striving for Debate the Music to be that platform that artists look for to get that promotion, and that people look for to get that, you know, just that advice on what's good and what's not, and hear a great opinion on music. You know, because we need that, because we can't just have the same old niggas in the culture telling us what's good and what's not, because they gonna have a biased point of view forever.
Absolutely, it will definitely help to have. And not just a change, like, just because, but we definitely need a change, because you don't want to get another situation where a mumble rapper goes on. Like Designer, when Designer went on with Funk Flex, and he faced so much scrutiny just for, hell, I don't know if he's, I don't even want to say that. I don't know what's wrong with the kid, honestly. But I respect his energy. But we need to get people who are okay to have those people on there. That's not going to stab them in the back later like, fuck, what was I thinking having this weak-ass nigga on my show? You know what I'm saying? We need more of a, like, maybe we need youth. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe we need, like you said, that can discuss the Neo song, that can discuss the mumble rap. Definitely not Complex. Definitely not them. Yeah, we need more.
Even though me and you not fans of it, I definitely want to, you know, I plan to branch out to where we can have somebody that's, you know, knowledgeable in music, that is a fan of that style of music, that can discuss more of it, you know, and what's good and what's not. Because to me, it all sounds the same, but to them, they can tell you which mumble rapper sounds better than another.
Exactly.
You know?
Like somebody was talking to me yesterday, like, oh, did you hear the new Playboi Carti mixtape? And I'm like, who the hell is that?
And people will talk, will say we crazy because we don't know who that is. But at the same time, it's just not our style of music. So, again, we need that diversity in music, and even in music discussions. You know, we need other people that can talk about it.
And it definitely probably will help me, because don't get me wrong, I love music as a whole. Hell, it may take for somebody like that to actually break down mumble rap for me to probably get into it. Like I say, I don't want to dislike it, so. Yeah, I'm all for it. If it's gonna help advance the culture, I'm with it, man. Like, I feel like the more the merrier, honestly.
Yeah, man. I think we need a few changes. But shout out to Ebro. Shout out to Joe Budden, man. No disrespect intended. You know, we just need some new voices for the culture, man. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to pretty much anything. Sports, concerts, theater, comedy, whatever you want. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. I don't know if you heard about it, bro, but Wiz Khalifa and Snoop got a concert at the Greek Theater in LA, man.
Oh, that must be the one that's going on 420.
Yeah, man, you know it's going to be crazy. 420, Wiz and Snoop.
Stoned out,
right?
And also, Crush Groove is coming up on the 22nd of April. It's gonna be at the Forum. You know that's gonna be live as well.
Yeah, man. We got a code just for our listeners, man. If you want to purchase tickets to these concerts, go to SeatGeek, download the mobile app, and get $20 off your first order. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and just with just a few taps, I can instantly find seat. I'm telling you, man, use SeatGeek. Use our promo code DEBATE. Get $20 off your first order.
Hey, man, it's that easy, y'all. It's that easy. $20 off to go see Wiz and Snoop, or $20 off Crush Groove. Hey, sounds like a win to me.
Download the SeatGeek app now.
Let's get into our interview.
Man, we chilling, man. Thank you for coming on Debate the Music, man. We appreciate having you.
Oh, man, I appreciate you for having me, man. I've been waiting a couple weeks for this right here, man. I know y'all exclusive. I'm glad y'all finally got to me.
Yeah, man, we definitely, we want to come up. You know, what we do here at Debate the Music is partially, of course, debate music and, you know, discuss some topics and headlines in the hip-hop R&B world. And we really try to, as much as we can, we want to, you know, give artists a platform to really grow and, you know, help promote their music. And, you know, that's the main reason why we want to have you on. So just go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into music.
Oh, man, much appreciated. I go by Richie Escobar, Richie E, you know. I'm out of Los Angeles, California. And basically, man, all my life, when I was growing up to about the age of, I'd say, 14, I wasn't able to listen to rap growing up in my household. So when I, like, really branched off into high school and started doing my own thing and started listening to rap, that's when I really just was like, oh, no, this is what I want to do. I guess the just being deprived from it for so long, and then once I started listening to it, I just had to get in.
Oh, okay, right. Okay.
Yeah, so, man. So,
what would be some of your, what would inspire you to be, you know, to rap? What's your inspiration?
My inspiration to rap, man, come from Kanye West. I say number one is Kanye West. Back in the day, man, I listened to Mos Def, and when I heard Umi Says, and I'm like, yo, this ain't even rap. He was doing the Drake thing back then.
Fire, and that was fire.
Bro, you feel me? So he had me writing not only rap, but it had me writing real music. Mos Def had me doing that back in the day. So big Mos Def fan, big Kanye West fan. Today, who got me doing it today? I say Currency. Currency the Hospital. Drake, I definitely love Drake. His level of thinking is just somewhere else, man. And the way he put that shit together is kind of inspiring, you know what I'm saying?
So you enjoy More Life?
Oh, yeah, I heard More Life. Yeah, I have heard More Life.
Did you enjoy it?
I appreciated More Life, man. I like More Life than I like More Life more than I like Views. I could say that.
Agreed.
A lot of people say that More Life was better because they feel Views was rushed.
Rushed? I don't know about rushed, man. I think Views came from sponsors. I think Views came from Sprite. Views came from whoever else Drake is signed to. He had to put those songs out for the radio. And on this one, they gave him a little bit more free range. But that's just my opinion. Just my opinion. Yeah, man. So I heard a couple tracks off that new Kendrick. I gotta get into that. I haven't got into that yet. I knew Rick Ross is fire. That new Rick Ross got me like really on my toes. Like, okay, I gotta come with some hard music. You know what I mean? Because he coming with the boss feel, but also the lyrics have you feeling good as a person. So that's really what I'm coming for in this rap game, man, and make people feel good as well as giving the ability to dance to the track.
That's right.
Yeah, man, I totally agree. I feel like Rick Ross is, one thing we talked about on the show is he's one of the artists that is very consistent, you know, with just the product that he puts out. He's never really had a bad project, so how important is consistency to you as an artist?
Consistency is number one, man. Without consistency, man, you're just a one-hit wonder. You know?
Yeah, for real.
We can remember Jaquan, right? Jaquan was hot. Them songs was hot. You know what I mean? I can't lie. Them songs was hot.
Man, but, I remember them days, boy. Tipsy. Yeah, that was back in the day.
No, man, but right now we say and remember, You know what I'm saying? We talking about Rick Ross as of today, and we're talking about Jaquan as of remember. And that's the big difference between consistency, man. And it's just, it's putting in that work. You know, it's not going out there and wishing. It's putting in the time, putting in the effort. That's what it is, man. You got to give people quality.
So other than consistency, what role would you take to avoid being a one-hit wonder?
Oh, man, to avoid being a one-hit wonder, that's a good one, man. That's a good one. I'd say great beat selection. But nah, just writing something different, man. Writing what people want to hear. The world is big, you know. It's a lot of different topics. It's a lot of people are going through different situations in life, and if you're able to touch on their situation, you know, more than once, I think that's what'll keep you around.
Okay.
So let me ask you this, because another thing we discuss a lot is the types of rappers, and I'm sure you can agree we have the lyricists like Kendrick, Cole, Joey Badass, even Rick Ross, you know, just artists that consistently give you lyrics on top of nice beats and put together a good project. We also have the artists like the mumble rappers who just get a good beat and then just say whatever the hell on it and people actually buy it. What category would you put yourself in?
Category. I don't like categories, man. I hate categories. Cause you know, one track I might be feeling like a mumble rapper. One track I might be feeling like I'm like Kanye. One track I might be feeling like, you know, I want to rap some YG type lyrics. I think people put too much emphasis on groups and titles, man. Are they giving you good music? Are they giving you what you want to hear? And that's basically what where I come from, man. It don't matter, man. If it's a trap beat, if it's a neo soul beat, I'ma just try to give whatever the best quality is, man, and not put myself in no category. Just good music. I don't like categories, man.
Man, it's all good. I mean, you know, it just shows that you're versatile. It just means that, you know, you're an artist with many talents. So that's dope.
Yeah, man. Like Kanye was saying, man, once you give yourself a category, they want you to only rap what was it? Hey Mama. That's all they want to hear is Hey Mama. They don't want to hear On Site after that. They don't want to hear Yeezus after they hear College Dropout, because they put him in the category of, oh, he conscious, oh, he like this. And once you put in that category, it's hard to break out of it, man. And that's why I don't want to be in no category, man. I honestly, with the mixtape I drop, I kind of want to put 5 different categories of music on it. Okay. But have it at such a quality that all of them are just as good as the next.
All right.
So tell us a little bit about some projects you got out right now and what you got coming.
Well, to be honest, man, I've been writing for a minute. I've been writing. So I got a lot of joints written. Right now, I got a lot of tracks recorded with my cousin out. But as far as personal for solo stuff, I don't have anything out. It's on my computer. I got a lot of tracks on my phone, but I'm trying to put it together to where once I put these songs out, man, people are not gonna overlook me.
Okay. So basically you have things in the works.
Yeah, I got things in the works, man, and I got tracks that's actually being mixed right now that I will start putting on SoundCloud and YouTube. The SoundCloud and YouTube is Richie Escobar, you know, spelled straight out. So yeah.
All right, so you want to spit something or what? You know, let us hear something, man.
I want to hear a verse, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. All right, let me see what I got. All right. Let's go. Ultimate warrior minus the face paint. Homies on my side, I know that they motives ain't. Trust a man, I can't. Niggas only there for you when the path is paved. They ain't hitting the pavement, but they looking for a payment. And I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. These niggas don't appreciate like U.S. Mint. I'm Jim Mint 10, and I got the thickest thin. I take a punch and a joke. I'm evolving, evolutioning. Only the strongest win. The revolution's in. The strong survive. The weak will wither. When the sun is shining, bitches use you like you Bill Withers. When the rain pour, women warm you with no blanket. She in the house under her west with no anklet. I'm Ankh-led. I let the light shed. And when I'm up, they call me Jesus because I break bread. I'm always down for the cause because Muhammad said, acquire knowledge, so I do. It keeps me years ahead. That's something quick, man. That's okay, something quick, man. If y'all want some more, I got some more, man. But that's what I got.
That's cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, man.
You got some. I see you got some actual lyrics. You know, I'm always we don't really prepare artists. We like to put them on the spot. You know, to see what they got. Because we tell you gonna float, and they want to write their best stuff. And I want to put you on the spot and see what you can really do. You know what I'm saying? And I see you got some actual lyrics. So, yeah, man. Thanks for coming on the show. Let the people know where they can find you.
I mean, I appreciate it, man. It's Richie Escobar, man. R-I-C-H-E. I mean, R-I-C-H-I-E. E-S-C-O-B-A-R. Man, too much weed, man. Too much weed.
Yeah, it's all good, man.
I really appreciate y'all for letting me on the show, man. I really appreciate it, man. This platform I got here, man, is going places, man. I see it. Miles ahead. I see it.
Appreciate that, man. Make sure you spread the word that you're going to be on Debate the Music. Make sure you help us continue to grow, man. Thank you for coming on.
Already, man.
So, yeah, man, that's it. What you got for your sleeper pick today?
Man, this young lady has been blowing up, and it's only right that I show her some love. Her name is Ella May. I'm pretty sure everybody knows who she is, but I feel like a lot of people don't know who she is. So I'm here to pay homage and show some love to Miss Ella May. The song that I'm choosing is off her new EP called Ready, and it's called Nobody Else. It has a sexy feel to it, and listening to this EP, man, it kind of makes me respect DJ Mustard even more because he has advanced his sound so much, bro. And Ella May started off as doing YouTube covers and posting them to Snap, Instagram, and somebody tagged Mustard in one of her covers on Instagram, and that's how she became one of his artists on his label. So that's what I'm picking today. The song is called Nobody Else by Ella May.
Got that exclusive for ya. Ain't no conclusive around here. Cause you know I got you right where you need to be. Boy, let me put it on ya. It don't get no better, I promise. Let's cherish this moment. You have been chosen. Fuck what she wanted.
Okay, that's something to vibe to.
Yes, man. That's what I'm trying. We trying to bring that back, man. We need more vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, who you got for us today, man?
For me, man, it was tough choosing today because I had a couple artists hit me up. but. I definitely want to show this young lady some love from my Twitter. Her name is R the Songstress. This song is called Regret. Nice little vibe track. She got some talent, man. She got some talent.
Okay. Love to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
She right now is just on SoundCloud. She hasn't moved up to iTunes or anything like that yet, but I'm sure it's coming. Really hoping that these artists can, you know, just start really going about things the right way as far as promotion and stuff and developing their content. Yeah, man, that's another episode of Debate the Music, episode 17. Thank y'all for listening. Definitely check out our website, greatnesspodcastnetwork.com. Find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness.
Find me on Twitter at KingTail21. Also, shout out to our special guest who came on today, Richie Escobar. Y'all make sure y'all look him up on Twitter and SoundCloud as well, at the same name, Richie Escobar.
And man, y'all make sure, please, man, go on iTunes. Rate, review the show 5 stars, please, and thank you.
Thank you.